Hi, this is Will calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area. Do you have a couple minutes to help us out?
Sure.
Thank you so much. First question, ma'am, how many children do you have attending school this current school year?
Two.
Thank you. Next question. Which of the following best describes the school your children are attending this current school year? Is it one of those district public schools in Boston? Is it a charter school? Is it a public school but outside of Boston? Is it a private school or a home school?
It is a public school in Boston.
Thank you so much. Ma'am, what is your age? How old are you?
43.
Thank you, ma'am. Next question. How do you describe your gender? With all the respect, woman, man, non-binary?
Woman.
Thank you so much. How do you describe your race? White, Caucasian, African American, Black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, Native American, Alaskan Native, Middle Eastern, Arab American?
White for the most part.
Okay, thank you so much. Thinking specifically of your children who are enrolled in Boston Public Schools, what grade are they in?
12th and 10th.
12th and 10th. Okay, thank you. Next question. As a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred as the BPS system, is the district administrator overseeing a system of 125 schools serving in the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public School System? Are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'd say pretty satisfied. So the top, very satisfied.
Very. Okay. Thank you so much. Students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your 12th grade child school was graded in the same way overall. How would you grade your 12th grade child school? Would you give them an A, B, C, D, or F?
A B.
B. Thank you. How about Boston Public School as a whole, overall? How would you grade Boston Public School System? Would you give them an A, B, C, D, or F?
B.
Thank you. Thinking now about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, how will you grade her job, the job she's doing with the Boston Public School System? Would you give her an A, B, C, D, or F?
A.
A. Thank you so much. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says is committed to transforming the lives of children through exemplary teaching in a world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, not at all well?
In my experience, very well.
Very well, thank you. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says they partner with the community, families, and students. In your view, how well will you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, not at all well?
Very well.
Thank you. If you had to say, whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving? Pick up your top two: parents, teachers, students, the superintendent, BPS system leaders, politicians, the local community, some other group?
I think I'll say students.
Okay.
And parents.
Okay, thank you so much. Next question. You mentioned you had a child in 12th grade. For this next section, we're going to speak specifically about your 12th grade child. How engaged do you want to be with your 12th grade child's education? Do you want to be very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
Somewhat engaged.
Thank you. Next, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your 12th grade child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
Very engaged.
Thank you. As a parent of a student in the Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? The communications I receive from the Boston Public School System are easy to understand. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. The Boston Public School System makes it easy for me to share my concerns. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. The Boston Public School System makes me feel welcome. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you. My feedback is valued by the leaders of the Boston Public School System. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Next. How concerned are you about your 12th grade child's emotional well-being while they are at school? Are you very concerned? Somewhat concerned? Not too concerned? Not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay, thank you. How concerned are you about your 12th grade child's physical safety while they are at school? Are you very concerned? Somewhat concerned? Not too concerned? Not at all concerned?
You know, for both of those, let's say very concerned.
Very. Okay,
not,
thank you.
Not in the sense that I'm worried, but in the sense that I hope that they are well and safe. Does that make
sense?
Okay,
thank you so much. Oh, of course. Definitely as a mother, yeah. I understand as a parent. How many days has your 12th grade child been absent from school so far this school year? 0 days, 1 to 4, 5 to 8, 9 or more?
Probably 1 to 4.
1 to 4. Okay, thank you. What are the reasons your 12th grade child has been absent from school so far this year? Just tell me yes or no, okay? Safety concerns,
mm-hmm.
Yes or no?
No.
No? Other illness, yes or no?
Yes.
A job, yes or no?
No.
Family obligations?
Yes.
COVID-19?
No.
Mental health?
Yes.
Thank you. Doesn't want to go to school?
No.
No. Any other explanations?
College, and this might be family obligation, but college visit.
College. Okay.
Yeah.
Visit. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Does your 12th grade child's school offer fresh food prepared on site at the school or packaged food brought in from elsewhere?
Probably both, yes.
Both. Okay, both? Okay. As you may know, BPS recently conducted a report on physical conditions of each school, and the average school was 38 out of 100. Which of the following do you think need improvement at your 12th grade child's education, a school education?
Mm-hmm.
Classrooms, air quality, safety, overall cleanliness, outdoor space, or something else, or nothing?
Almost all of those. I would say I'm least concerned about the outdoor space, and I think they do a good job with safety, but the rest of them could... Yeah, absolutely be improved.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does your 12th grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP, yes or no?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. Does your 12th grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. These last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Only?
Only.
Thank you. What is the last year schooling that you have completed?
Graduate school.
Okay. Is that high school graduate?
No, beyond that. So,
college?
Beyond college.
College graduate, postgraduate, master's degree, MBA, law degree, PhD, MD?
Master's degree.
Thank you so much. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below 25, 25 to less than 35, 35 to less than 50, 50 to less than 75, 75 to less than 100, 100 to less than 150, 150 or more?
That one.
Okay, thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your help.
Of course.
Thank you.
And remind me where you're calling from again?
We are calling from Opinion Research.
Okay. Is it affiliated with Boston Public Schools?
Yes, of course. That's the reason why we're calling on behalf of the schools in Boston.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a good one.
Thank you. Yep, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.